Hey everybody, welcome to Cincinnati Real Producers Podcast, powered by Next Door Photos. I'm Patrick Braddock, owner and publisher of Cincinnati Real Producers.
And I'm Daniel Ziegler, owner of Next Door Photos. Every week, we're getting to know Cincinnati's top realtors.
Our goal is to elevate and inspire the real estate community throughout Greater Cincinnati.
Today, we have Dee Dee Aulis with Plumtree Realty. Dee Dee is in her 17th year selling real estate, and her career sales volume is over $160 million, closing over 770 transactions. In 2023 alone, her volume was over $14 million. In 2018, Dee Dee was honored as the number 3 RE/MAX agent in the state of Ohio, and in 2022, she was the number 1 agent with Plumtree Realty nationwide. She was also a recipient of the Circle of Excellence Award at the Realtor Alliance of Greater Cincinnati. Welcome to the show, Dee Dee Aulis.
Hey, Dee Dee.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much.
Well, this is going to be an interesting conversation, Daniel. It's probably a good thing you're between us, to be quite honest. I've known Dee Dee for a very long time. Thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
You are awesome. And this will be interesting. I'm excited to get in. I'm excited to dig in.
We just don't know where it's going to go.
I know. It's going to be wild.
We don't even know.
Oh, man. So I'm going to let Daniel run with it in the beginning because he really wants to get to know you as well. And I'll go off on tangents if I lead us off.
So okay.
Go for it, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, let's hear your story, Dee Dee. So let's take us back, before the 17 awesome years in real estate. What were you doing before then? Let's just kind of walk through that journey of getting into real estate and then.
It seems like forever ago. But I had various jobs. You know, we were young, we were married, we had kids, we were trying to make ends meet. My last job was a dental receptionist, and it was part-time work. So I could, be home with the kids, get the girls off the bus and stuff. And I had my third child, and I was really looking for something with more of a flexible schedule. And I spent a lot of time in prayer, and I really heard the Lord say to me that he wanted me to be a vessel that would go into homes and be willing to pray for people. And so with that, that's when I entered into Hondros and went to real estate school at the bottom of the market in 2007. And I worked both jobs for probably 2.5-3 years. And then I quit the dental job and went full time in real estate, the 1/1/2010.
Okay. Nice.
Yes.
Did people think you were crazy when you enrolled in school?
Nobody thought I was crazier than I did myself. You know, I remember looking at the TV and everything was like, the real estate market crashes, it's tanking. And I'm like, what am I doing? What was I thinking?
Why am I the only person in this class right now?
I said to my husband, I was like, if I get there and nobody's there, I'm turning around and leaving. But the class was full, so I stayed.
Interesting. That is interesting.
It'd be interesting to see who from that class
I'm glad successful. You asked, because I am actually friends with two of the people.
Really?
Two realtors that I graduated with. One's licensed in Indiana, and she gives me all her referrals for Hamilton, Ohio, because that's where she was from. And the other one is, she's been licensed for quite a while, and I just reconnected with her a year ago. So that's awesome. It's really fun to remember what we went through and all the crazy things and maybe how many times we had to take the test before we passed.
Sure.
But yeah, I don't know. Of the rest of the class, I would say there were probably 30 or 50 people in that class with me. And then we had to attend in person. Now you can do your class online.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. I am shocked that there were so many.
I know.
At that time.
Mm-hmm.
That is super wild. So family, 3 kids.
Yes.
2 girls, boy.
Yes.
We actually only have people on the podcast if they have 3 kids.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Well, here's a side note. Dee Dee's got like 4,000 dogs.
So 4 fur babies. Let's not forget them. So yeah, I have my oldest daughter, Sydney. She's 26, and she graduated from Miami. She's a teacher.
That's awesome.
And my second daughter, the pitiful middle child, right? She's 23 and she graduated from Miami and she's a nurse. Nice. And then Cooper is 17. He's a junior at Baden and he's living his best life.
That's awesome.
And I have never loved any person in the world more than I do that child.
Sorry, Sydney.
Sorry, girls. Sorry, and girls. They know it. They know it.
Man.
But I mean, yeah, he's, it's fun because, you know, if I had things my way, I would have had three daughters all within 5 years. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. But we couldn't get pregnant again for a long time. And then we had kind of the oops. Mm-hmm. And Cooper was born. So the girls were 6 and 8 when he was born. And the best thing about the age gap, and I bet there's going to be a lot of moms who are listening or understand, I got to do it all again a second time.
Yeah.
So Santa, tooth fairies, Easter egg hunts. When the girls were getting too big and I was emotional and losing all my marbles because I didn't want to let go, here came my baby boy and I got to do it all again. So awesome. I got those memories twice, you know.
Hmm.
We've been married. My husband and I have been married. May will be 29 or 30 years.
Don't mess it up.
I feel like I couldn't do the math in my head that fast. 29 this year, 30 next year, I think. High school sweethearts. We were dating when I was 16.
Awesome.
And the funny thing is I'm still only 27. So I don't know how all that happened.
That works.
It's just beautiful. just beautiful.
Yeah. So high school sweethearts. We've been married 29 years, 3 kids. Pretty much native of Hamilton and Fairfield, Butler County.
Mm-hmm. That's where the majority of your business is, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I'd like to say I'm the Butler County Queen or,
there you go.
You know, self-elected, if nothing yeah. less.
Yeah.
I claim it.
My husband told me, based on one voter, my husband.
I have got one follower. Yeah, yeah. His name is Mike.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. So that's my personal story. Oh, well, can we all just mention the 4 dogs?
Yes. Let's talk about the dogs.
4 dogs. Fur dogs.
How do you get babies? Your family to agree to 4 dogs, by the way?
It just kind of escalated. It was out of control. It really was like an addiction.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop. We got Tater Tot. He's the OG. He's 5. All mini golden doodles. All mini golden doodles except for the 4th one, and we'll get to his story. But there's Tater Tot, and then there's Tucker Lee, and they are brothers. Same mom and dad, 1 litter apart.
Oh, really?
And they were perfect animals. I mean, that they were so good, we kept getting more.
Mm-hmm.
And then we bought a house in Florida, and I would go there a lot, you know, sometimes by myself. And it's a quick, easy flight on Allegiant for like 1.5 hours, and boom, you're there. And I said to my husband, I need a little dog I can travel with. So then we got Turner, Turner Rip. He is kind of a dwarf. He's a toy doodle. So he fits into like a cat carrier. Oh, and I can put
carry-on
him.
Carry-on size.
He is a carry-on size. And so I can travel with him. And that's why we got Turner, right? We were like, so now I've got 1 to take to Florida. We have 2 mini golden doodles. They were perfect. And then I came across the opportunity to rescue a dog.
Oh.
And I couldn't say no. It was my cousin. They couldn't handle him. They had a lot of things going on in their life. And he was chocolate brown. And I mean, I was in love with him. But his name was Bear. And he was 1 year old when I got him. And I said, I can't keep him if his name is Bear. You know, he's got to fit Tater, Tucker, Turner.
Right.
So then we named him Tanner. And he's a Portuguese water dog. So he kind of looks like a doodle.
Hmm.
He's got the fluffy, curly hair. But we tell everyone that he identifies as a doodle.
Hmm.
So I have 4 doodles. The Aulis Dudes, D-O-O-D-S.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so now that my kids are all grown and gone, I get to be a fur mom. And living in Ohio with all the rain we've had.
Mm-hmm.
Counting all the paws I have to wipe down multiple times a day has literally made me crazy.
Do you have time for anything else?
0. Nothing else. Nothing else.
Goodness.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So that's me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, let's talk through your journey in real estate then? So you got started at the bottom.
Yep.
And now we're here.
And now we're here. started with RE/MAX. Enjoyed RE/MAX. Had built some of the most amazing relationships and was honored to be like Lifetime Achievement Awards, Hall of Fame. I had so many milestones and learned a lot during that process. Built my brand, my reputation, and never ever wanted to leave RE/MAX. We enjoyed going to Las Vegas for all the R4 conferences. Gosh, we've had fun. And then I felt like things were changing, mm-hmm. and it was time to focus more on savings and, you know, lower fees. And I made the change about 3 years ago almost to Plumtree.
Wow.
And it's more of a no brick and mortar kind mm-hmm. of cloud brokerage. Very simple, easy concept. Very happy and proud to be among the Plumtree family. It's very small and very intimate, and I think that there's a lot to, you know, be said about that. In 2007, when I got started, you know, it was a tough market. Everything was foreclosed. Everything was a dump. Everything was a short sale. Like, it was the hardest market to learn in. Yeah. And I watched it turn and I watched it grow. And then you fast forward to COVID, you know, that mm-hmm. was quite challenging. Getting through, you know, that process, you know, the shutdown, the quarantine, and being labeled essential. So thank God we could still sell.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we had that incredible market where nobody has ever even seen anything like that. Even ever happened in the history of real estate?
It's the 100-year, man. Like, yeah.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I attribute it to, like,
sure.
the flu in the early 1900s, and it's like 100 years later you have COVID, and that drives the economy to lower interest rates and, you know, help people, you know, who need to move, not just want to move.
And that was the perfect storm, because everybody was locked in their house, realized mm-hmm. what they didn't want or like or what they needed in their home.
Right.
And then you had all the employers who were offering these flexible work from home opportunities. So people were like, let's go. And, you know, open the floodgates. And that, to me, is definitely going to be once in our lifetime experience.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope.
Yeah, I don't think we're never going to see that.
Never
again.
See that again.
But that's why the market's so tough right now, too,
yes.
is people are, I think it was, at one point I read like 99% of this area had refinanced less than 3.5% or something like that, or 4%.
Wow.
So, you know, when
that's
the
hard to give up.
When the interest rates go to 7.5 or 8%,
what's
like,
the incentive, right?
There's nothing, you know.
It has
unless
to
there,
be
unless a, there's a life changing event, right. you
exactly,
know?
Like, Pat.
But I, you know, it's really interesting to see top agents and successful real estate agents just stay the course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rely on their services,
that's
rely
right.
on that, and you know, and I think that's brings me back to Plumtree, like. Plumtree, there's a misconception about this brokerage, because it's not a discount brokerage.
Not
it's
even,
not
right.
anything close. It's a great avenue for real estate agents who want more financial freedom.
Yes.
And that's where Chris has really built
so
the brand.
He can be so comfortable when it comes to the tech and everything that he offers. Like, I'm not lacking anything.
Right.
I remember when I interviewed, so when I had made the decision that I was going to start exploring more options, I interviewed with three brokerages and was trying to choose which direction I wanted to go. And I remember Chris said, when I was meeting with Chris, he was like, he goes, you should have seen me trying to convince people, you know, 10 years ago, leave RE/MAX and come and work with me and go door to door. You
yeah.
know, he was like, it was hard then.
Yeah.
But because he stayed the course and he fought for what he believed in, you know, he's also reaping those benefits now,
sure.
which is mm-hmm. such an amazing blessing, I think, to be a part of. They have recruited over 100 agents this year alone.
I was going to say, it's probably his best recruiting year ever.
Ever. Yeah.
Like they're just exploding right now.
I would like to think that I, as an influencer, opened that doorway for him.
I don't think there's any other. We're actually interviewing Chris later.
We'll ask him next
and
week.
And I'm sure that's probably going to be in his intro. Like, thank you, God, for Dee Dee.
Thank right? you, Jesus. So, yes, yeah. It better be. Yeah. If it's not, you cancel him. But
I think I'll put it in there. And we've talked about this. We've been friends for a long time. The part of the allure to Chris and Plumtree was the fact that you had, you know, you could work in Florida and you get your license.
Exactly.
You didn't have to move brokerages. Mm-hmm. Like, he's throughout the country, and he's continuing to grow in states throughout the country.
Yes.
So I think that was, I remember talking to you about that, for if there is or when there is a transition to a little bit more business in Florida. If you want to talk about that, like kind of your goals or whatever.
Yeah. So that was one of the biggest decisions. Thank you for reminding me of that. But yeah. If I did get licensed in Florida and he was already brokered there, I still just pay the $275 a month.
Right.
I didn't even have to pay an additional fee.
Right.
And I got the benefit of all the states that he was in. So Florida kind of went on hold a little bit once things started changing, I think, across, you know, the real estate industry nationally, the inflation and those sorts of things put things on hold. And plus, I became a mother of a bride this year.
Congratulations.
And thank you. That's thank awesome. You. I get to be have my first wedding in September. Ask me where.
Well, if that probably Florida.
Exactly.
And I was going to say, if that doesn't put the blinders on you, I don't know what does. But
so they're going to do a beach wedding in Florida. And, you know, we just put the whole Florida ball on hold a little bit because I also didn't want to miss out on my only begotten son's high school athletic, events and memories. So it was super important for a minute. And then just like that, I was like, okay, maybe another day, a different time.
Yeah. It doesn't have to happen right now.
Right.
That's the fact that you have the option is what's most important and part of the deciding factor. So that's smart. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
So.
And I just remember when we first met, I mean, golly, we were younger, thinner.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a lot of different us's. And I was on your magazine with the first year, right?
Yeah, I think
one of the first ones.
I think you were, what were you, November of 2018?
If you can remember that would blow my mind. Yes.
It's November or December. I don't think
I was thinking October.
Maybe October.
But just because I remember my
first issue was July of 2018. And I remember, like, when we had this conversation, and when I started, it was hard for me to reach out to the top agents and have conversations with them just because it was intimidating. You know, like, it was like, oh, man, they're going to hate me. They're going to be like, what are you talking about? You don't even have a magazine yet. It's just, you're just talking about air, you know? And you sit down with the few agents that are nice enough to have that conversation with you, and Dee Dee was one of them. And we start talking, and I'm like, man, this is so motivating. And then she calls me. She's like, I just want you to know I just got done crying. She's like, I'm just so happy that we met and all this. And I'm like, okay. Like,
instant, she's a basket case instant, is what he's saying.
Well, no, instantaneously, I was like, man, we're going to be friends forever.
Forever.
I just know it. And,
yeah.
And it's been true. Like, we've been, you know, we've stayed in contact. We grab lunch. We grab coffee when we can. And
but
just
kind of
catch
else?
Up on each
like,
other's
just
lives.
Just to even toot your own horn. And it's one of the things I think that you pride yourself on, but it's the ability to connect people and put people together. Like, I would say something to you in casual conversation, and then you'd be like, you need to meet so-and-so.
Yeah.
I'm going to introduce you to this person. So you take networking and matchmaking to another level.
I appreciate that.
I and mean that from the bottom of my heart.
I very much appreciate it. That's what we've been trying to drive this whole time, and that's why we've been around for 6 years in Cincinnati, but like, it's a two-stage platform for what I tell people. Like, it's, you know, I can lead a horse to water, right?
Right.
You can't make a horse drink. And, you know, I can sit there and say, hey, Daniel, here's Dee Dee, Daniel, you know, but what are you going to do, Daniel, to drive a conversation with her or drive a relationship?
Yeah, yeah.
Because my goal when I make those introductions is not to drive business.
Right.
It's to grow a relationship.
It's a connection.
Exactly. And it's
a
like
connection.
Nobody works with people they don't know, like, and trust. And I don't know why we're talking about me when this is supposed to be all about you.
I did a little switcheroo.
Yeah, you really did. But I appreciate the plug very, very much. But that's what the people who do well with our program are referral-based people. Mm-hmm. You know, they understand that growing relationships is not easy.
I think that your people are the people with the truest intentions.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's the fact that we only reach the top agents in the market, that our service standards are above everybody else's. They're not interested in just getting to a closing table and making a paycheck.
Right.
They want to help people, in some of the biggest decisions.
Even feel like I belong in that circle. I don't think of myself as being a top agent or in an elite group of any way, because to me, I have broken it down and it's strictly about the relationships.
Yeah.
And when people try to, make it about getting paid or, making the awards, that's not what I was called to do. That's not who I am. It is building those relationships, and I want them to last a lifetime. I don't want people to think that they could ever meet anybody that would love somebody more or take better care of them than I can. Mm-hmm. So the secret, if there's a secret sauce, just know how to build a relationship. Mm-hmm. It's not rocket science.
Yeah. Yeah. Caring is important. And I think once people get into real estate and they recognize that they're good at it, it becomes fun and it's enjoyable. And it's like, okay, yes, I am building these relationships, but I'm also pretty darn good at it, So it's like real estate agents, I love the fact that, you're humble in who you are and the person that you are. But I also think, when you're good at something, that's okay. Like, you're allowed to be good at sales in real estate. That's great. Like, people want to be good at what they're doing, So, and I'm not saying everybody comes out and toots their own horns or anything like that, but it's fulfilling,
So. Well, and even this morning, when I was getting ready and I was thinking about everything and trying to prepare, and I was even in prayer, right? Because that's who I am. And I was just thinking of some of the names of people that you've interviewed or that you've had on your cover. And I'm like, I don't even belong there. Why is this small town girl from Hamilton, a part of this special platform? And to be here is an honor, and I don't take that for granted, but I still can't believe it's like, pinch me. Yeah. Like, why me? It doesn't even seem real sometimes, and I don't take it for granted because it's an honor. And some people, I don't think, appreciate the gravity when you look back over your life and you say, I was graced to be on the cover, or I was invited to be in a podcast.
Or I closed 700 plus transactions, think about that. Like, that's something.
Is that all though? Are we sure those numbers are right? I'm joking.
You gave them to us. So yeah. No, but that's, I don't know. Like, what do you kind of see yourself doing? Cause I know we talked about this pre-production that you're kind of in a little transition with the family. Your daughter's getting married, your son's finishing high school. That's really important for you to be connected with that. And, your business is fine, but where do you see yourself going? Like, the 5-year plan is an important question to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. This could be a really big question for you.
Yeah.
Because in 5 years, your life is, not to be the guy to say this, it's going to be completely different.
Yeah.
Your son will be in college or off doing whatever he's doing. No, but I'm just curious.
Is this one of those shows you cry on?
I'll just stop and say, what's your 5-year plan?
No, my 5-year plan is I look forward to grandchildren.
Okay.
I look forward to staying in the relationships with the people that I've serviced. I'm okay if it's less. I enjoy the downtime. I'm not so young anymore that I feel like I have to put in 18 hours a day.
Sure.
I'm looking forward to new ventures, little side hustles, or, maybe part-time real estate in Florida. Currently, one of the greatest kept secrets and biggest blessings that is happening are that me and my two daughters are all living right next to each other.
Really? That's
cool. And so with the wedding, and I know that they want to have grandkids really soon, I'm excited to just be back in their life and celebrate my young adult children.
What does the fiance think about
it? He loves us so much. Sweet. He can't stand it.
I'm sure that's the case.
Like, Lindsay was like, Dad and Aaron, we have to have some boundaries because those two are peas in a pod.
That's awesome.
I mean, so of course, Aaron loves his soon-to-be mother-in-law.
Yeah.
So Lindsay will be out my front window and Sydney will be out my back window. We literally have gates that connect our backyards.
No kidding.
I promise. So that... And that's just going down tomorrow.
Was that planned or was that just like, wow, this
it was all God.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
So we bought Sydney's house after she graduated college 3 years ago. And we bought it from my aunt. And then the house behind Sydney that I bought was the house that was the babysitter for my kids when they were little.
Oh, wow.
So I reached out to Krista and said, hey, now that Sydney lives back there, you know, if you ever want to sell, hit me up. We want to buy it. There's only one house that has my daughter in the backyard and I'll take it. You know, I want it. And she's like, yeah, we want to do that right now. And I was like, wait, hold on, you know, regroup.
Can we wait till after the wedding?
Can we wait a couple years? Yeah. But no. So we bought the house and, you know, we toyed with renting it or didn't know what we were going to do. So we decided to make the move. And that was 6 months ago. Walk out the front door one day, look across the street. There's a moving truck, Daniel. Mm. I do what every realtor does. Goes Hello. Up. Hey, I'm a realtor. And I was like, no, but seriously, I would probably be interested in buying this house for my dad. And I said, can I give you my card? He goes, I'll give it to my mom. She called me and the rest is history.
That's awesome.
So if I hadn't bought the house for Sydney 3 years ago, or moved into the house behind Sydney 6 months ago, we wouldn't have known that there would have been an opportunity for Lindsay to live on the same street as me. Hmm. Wow. So pretty excited for that.
That's awesome. That's cool.
Yeah, we're going to have a fun summer.
That's really fun.
We're going to have like a fun summer.
When you said that, I assumed you were building some kind of family compound or something.
Sort of. Yeah, it's a cul-de-sac,
right?
But so it will be a compound.
Just take over eventually, slowly.
Yeah. I'm going to choose the neighbors. I got one for my dad. I'm going to get one for Coop.
Oh, man.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That is really fun.
So five years,
so right?
So the five-year plan is...
Aulis compound.
The compound. What about your real estate business? What do you want to do with that?
I'd like to just see it... I mean, I'd like to see it improve more. You know, it's definitely suffered some the last couple years. But kind of like I said before, I don't want those long, long days and hours anymore. So, you know, I want just... I want my circle to be small and tight. Mm-hmm. I'm good with that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we'd love to ask you some advice that you might offer for buyers and sellers and maybe some new agents that are getting into the business. But before we do that, we always like to thank Back to Back Ministries for letting us use this podcast studio. Back to Back Ministries is a global nonprofit orphan care organization with their sights set on providing care for today and hope for every tomorrow. From Cincinnati, Ohio to Hyderabad, India, staff teams around the world are stepping into hard stories and choosing to stay. To learn more about the work Back to Back does, how you can get involved, and why a global team won't stop until every child is known and loved, visit backtoback.org today.
I love that. I think that Back to Back is a beautiful organization. I have often supported it. I have friends that are sponsors here as well. And one of the things that doesn't change about me, and I know that it's kind of part of who I've been in my business, is what I give back to. Mm-hmm. So I did a mission trip in 2017 to Haiti, and that became an important part of my existence here in America. And so I have a store. It's a nonprofit store in Hamilton called Made to Love that I've often volunteered at. And all the goods that are sold at Made to Love are handmade by Haitians. Oh, and awesome. So that opportunity gives them jobs and employment. And then when you shop there, it's kind of like it's the gift that gives back, right? When you shop there, they also pay to send kids to Christian schools in Haiti so that they can start to change some of the evilness and the destruction that's
They've
in the country.
They've been through a lot in that country.
Yes.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And it's really, really bad right now. So in addition to that, there's another great nonprofit company that I've often supported, and it is called Homes for Homes. And so every time there's a donation made, and I would do it with my closings, we would build a house in a third world country.
Hmm.
And so I often did that. And I think that giving back is critical to separate yourself and figure out kind of what your purpose is and mm-hmm. what your why is. So for me, I believe when the Bible says to those whom much is given, much is required, I require a lot of myself personally. And so I give and give and give and give. And I don't think that you can stop giving. And when you have an organization like Back to Back, you know, they're actually world changers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's imperative to be the change you want to see. That's
absolutely.
Awesome. Great. That. Great plug for Back to Back. That's our best one yet. That's great.
Yeah, we have to check out Made to Love too. I love that.
Yeah.
So Made to Love is very, very special. And financially, things have been, you know, tough on them with all the e-commerce and, you know, so we've been praying for, you know, what their future looks like and can they take, you know, a brick and mortar and turn it into an online store and how to manage that. But it is, I think, one of the greatest ways to be able to show your worth in America when you can support. And like for me, single moms, give me a single mom, I'm taking care of her, right? She's like, that's my truest compassion and heart for buyers, first time home buyers, single moms. I'm going to bend over backwards and, you know, I'm buying bedding for those kids when they move into that house because it's better to give than to receive. And there's a point in your life when you realize, I don't need somebody to buy me a dinner. Let me, you know, pay for an officer's meal, or, you know, let me, you know, help build a house in a third world country. That's just, those are unparalleled gifts that you can give back to. But Made to Love is fabulous. So if you haven't ever looked them up, or you don't know them,
and check them out.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, do you have some advice that you'd like to offer for, and this could be
I thought you'd never ask.
Oh, well, good.
First of all, buy all the houses around you. Move your
family.
Buy
every house on your street. No, I think that if I was addressing buyers and sellers, my first recommendation would be interview your realtors, right? I mean, my people have to use me. They're committed to only me. Forever, but if you don't have a working realtor in your life, interview your realtors because you want to make sure that you line up, you know, spiritually, socially, professionally, in all the ways. And I always tell my buyers to interview their loan officers, right? I'm always saying, here's 2, 3, 4 people. Which one do you like the best? I trust all of these people, but I want you to choose the one that's going to be the best fit for your family, because that is going to be the most brutal, gruesome process of our transaction. So you better line up with them. Right. So interview your realtors, interview your loan officers. And I kind of pride myself on my reviews. I currently probably have, I don't know, maybe 300 5-star reviews on Google. And I work hard for those. And when I'm going into like a listing presentation and maybe I know that they're interviewing and I'm competing, I always say, check your realtor's reviews because do they have a 1-star review? You might want to rethink that. I don't have a 1-star review and I don't have just 10 5-star reviews. It's not just my cousins voting for me, you know, but these are actual past clients. And so, you know, look at the Facebook reviews. I think combined, I probably have like 700.
Wow.
On all the platforms, 700 5-star reviews.
That's awesome.
Over 17 years, and I've worked hard for that. But I also know that I wouldn't have that if it hadn't been for all the blessings that God gives me. He pours out favor on me, and so I'm able to show that in my reviews, because when you look, you're going to see that Dee Dee is who she says she is because those clients are saying, she prayed with me. You know, she showed Jesus through her work. And so that's what I want real estate to be. It's my ministry. So back to my advice, I'm rambling. Interview your realtors, your loan officers, check your both of those professionals' reviews, right? And your buyer's agent should be doing a buyer's consult. I sit down with my buyers, I meet them, I teach them, I show them the things that they need to learn to expect so that when we get under contract, I'm in control, they trust me, they're not surprised, things don't go crazy haywire. And I think that buyer's consult makes everything like a smooth sale, mm-hmm. right? It right. gives you an idea of what to expect, yeah, especially for first-time home buyers.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That is great advice.
Yes. That's awesome. What I'd probably say. Buy all the houses on your street.
Right. Yeah. Step one.
Step one. Call Dee Dee Aulis.
Well, that's really step one.
Never look past the dog. Just buy him. Oh, make sure they fit in a bag to go to Florida.
Travel size.
Travel size.
So, yeah. Perfect. Well, thank you, Dee Dee, for being a part of our podcast. It's been a while since we last spoke, so I'm glad that everything's going well with the family and your health, and everybody's doing great. Like, it's important to me to know that you guys are all doing well, and congratulations on the bride to be.
Thank you.
You said September?
September.
That'll be fun.
Yes.
It's going to be an emotional summer for you.
Golly, I can't even count the tears already.
It's going to be great.
Yes.
So, well, thank you for being a part of this.
Thanks, guys.
Continued success in the business. And we're excited to see where the next few years take you.
Pat, it was great to see you again. Daniel, absolutely. Very nice to meet you.
You as well.
I appreciate both of you from the bottom of my heart.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Cincinnati Real Producers podcast powered by Nextdoor Photos. We do this every week, so be sure to subscribe so you can follow along. If you liked our conversation, leave us a review. We'd love to hear your thoughts.